Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Finn, and let's get this Week 17 show underway. Final show of the 2015 NFL regular season. It is finally done and over with, and honestly, I, for one, am glad. This has been an incredibly strange NFL season, and honestly, I hope next season is back to normal. It's been nice having teams that should be good be not so good. Teams that shouldn't have any chance of winning games. That's nice and awesome. But we've had one season of weirdness in this season, and I hope that next season is back to more order and less chaos. That this season has been, with the amount of injuries that have occurred, it's changed kind of landscape of some of the teams' chances thus far, injuries that have happened, just the general strange play of some of these teams, particularly the NFC East. You got the Eagles collapsing, dumping Chip Kelly early in the week. You've got the Giants underperforming, and it looks like Tom Coughlin is done after the season, which I guess that's not really a surprise. But that's kind of one of those things. You've got the Redskins teams winning the division, the Redskins. That's just,
You like that?
Kirk Cousins is very happy about it. Here they are, going to the playoffs, and that is incredibly weird. I don't think anybody predicted that, and that's one of the reasons that next season needs to be back to normal. We need normalcy. Bring order to the chaos that has been this NFL season. All right, but enough of that. We've got some games to discuss. Majority of these games don't matter. Some do. A lot just have implications on draft record and or draft spot and whatnot like that. But let's get this thing going. First game, New Orleans Saints take on the Atlanta Falcons. Potentially, I guess, the last game for both Sean Payton and potentially Drew Brees as a Saint. Who knows if that's actually accurate. But it is potentially a storyline heading into the offseason. Atlanta got a hand to them, knocked off the Carolina Panthers last week, ending their undefeated streak. I honestly didn't see it happening, but hey, maybe the Atlanta Falcons are a terrible team. Oh, they are kind of, but obviously not last week they weren't. And again, props to them. New Orleans Saints beat my Jags handily, which Drew Brees is he's all right, especially on that offense, and I guess the plantar fasciitis in his foot didn't bother him, obviously, because they put up 38 points. There's that. All right, for this game, I'm actually, I guess, going to take the somewhat hot team and take the Atlanta Falcons. Not really hot. I mean, they won two in a row, one against the Jags and last week against the Panthers. We got to figure if they can beat the Panthers, they can certainly beat the Saints. Again, that defense of the Saints isn't any good at all. And if that Atlanta offense is clicking and Julio Jones is doing work and Devontae Freeman is doing things on the ground, then yeah, this should be a fairly easy win for the Falcons. But then again, I've been absolutely terrible in picking these games all season. So, yeah, there's that. So who knows? I'm going to take the Falcons, though. All right, next game, a game that actually has playoff implications for a couple teams, mainly the Jets themselves, the Chiefs, and the Steelers. Steelers need a Jets loss, I guess, or a Chiefs loss and a win to make the playoffs. I guess only one of those needs to happen. Either way, they can get the last spot. Jets get the Bills. LeSean McCoy is out for the Bills. Still dealing with an MCL injury. There's a part of me that really wants to take the Bills in this game. I shouldn't. The Jets have been playing very well, especially seeing as they just knocked off the Patriots last week. Again, another thing that I didn't necessarily see coming. I didn't think they had the offense to compete, and it was the defense. I don't know what it was. I remember my reasoning. I'm operating on like 3 hours of sleep, so forgive me for that. But either way, I didn't think the Jets had it in them, and they proved me wrong. Happily, because it's always fun seeing the New England Patriots lose. So for this, though, I guess I'm going to take the Jets. It's very possible that Buffalo wins this to me. The Jets have been playing really well lately. Ryan Fitzpatrick is having a weird little like career resurgence thing going on here in New York. I mean, 29 touchdowns on the season, 12 interceptions, not terrible, especially by Mr. Fitzpatrick's standards. Yeah, and it's just it's not bad. Only one pick in the last 5 weeks, and that came against Dallas 2 weeks ago. Over that span, 11 touchdowns. No, it's not 13 touchdowns, one pick. I can't add. And that's in that 5 weeks. So Fitzpatrick has really been playing out of his mind. The receiving core for the Jets has been great. Running game is hasn't been as good as it was early in the season, but still getting things done. And again, I just got this feeling that the Bills could win. I'm not going to take them because this is just a feeling. And it's not a strong feeling, but it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Buffalo win. All right. Next game. Nice little NFC North matchup. The Detroit Lions take on the Chicago Bears. Not a nice NFC North matchup. Don't know why I said that, because it's not. These are two very average teams. If Detroit were firing on all cylinders and everybody was healthy, it would be one thing. Calvin Johnson's banged up and has been banged up all season long for the most part. Still sitting at under 1,000 yards on the season, which is really weird to say, because that's not really something you expect. Actually, no, it looks like he is above 1,000 last week when I was looking at it. But still, that's not a great season for his standards. But he's banged up, and it's just, I don't know. And really the same can be said for the Chicago Bears. Alshon Jeffery just got put on IR. Seems like every other team or every other wide receiver on that Bears team has also been placed on IR. They're banged up at some point. Even Zach Miller, tight end. I mean, you put Martellus Bennett on IR earlier in the season. Zach Miller's banged up. Just the Bears cannot catch a break in terms of health, which is just so unfortunate for that team, because Jay Cutler's been solid, which is, I guess, really more so than what you normally expect out of one Jay Cutler. So there's that. I just I get the feeling that Detroit wins this. Just a feeling. I think they're a little bit better than Chicago is at this point. it would be different if Chicago wasn't super banged up, but they are, and I think that's going to be key in this is for it's just a matter of health, and I got to take the Lions in this. Fun fact, Jay Cutler's only thrown 8 interceptions this season, which would be his lowest amount really since 2011 when he threw 7, but that was on a injury shortened season. So, you know, second highest yards per attempt. He's doing all right. Doing all right. If he can stay healthy next season, perhaps the media and talking heads and whatnot won't be so quick to ship Mr. Cutler out of Chicago. I'm not certain how Chicago fans feel about him, but you know, he's doing all right. At least this season. Perhaps this season is just a perhaps one season aberration, but if he can continue this, Bears might be all right. Maybe. All right. Next game, battle of backups. And, you know, maybe at the beginning of the season, this game looks a whole lot more interesting than what it is. We're sitting at, it is what it is. It's the battle of backup quarterbacks. You've got Baltimore Ravens rolling out Ryan Mallett. It's a quarterback. Again, seems like they're on their 15th quarterback of the season. Cincinnati Bengals rolling out A.J. McCarron. Looks like he's all right with his injury sustained last week against the Broncos. So, I've been surprised by McCarron, mainly because he hasn't completely sucked, which I guess in and of itself is surprising. Perhaps a guy that hasn't really gotten a shot, but again, backups to guys that generally don't get hurt, generally don't see the field. It's funny how that tends to work. But for this game, I have more faith, and that seems incredibly weird to say, in A.J. McCarron. And that Bengals offense than I do Ryan Mallett. Ravens have some decent pieces. I say decent. Bar Aiken's all right. Javorius Allen, running back, is solid. And you know, Bengals defense. If you want to let Javorius Allen run wild, I would greatly appreciate it because again, fantasy is all that matters. It is. I mean, what else is there? Not like actual games matter. I mean, that's certainly not it. But, yeah, and Cincinnati, a couple things go their way, mainly a Denver loss and a win by Cincinnati. They can I guess there's a few ways that they could get a first-round bye, but really a Denver loss would do it in a win. I think a Patriots loss and a Denver and Cincinnati win would obviously lead 3 teams at tied for that number one seed spot, and that would be let's see here, a playoff machine, doop-a-doop-a-doo, and let's see here, makes for insanely entertaining radio as I am sitting here. I'm sitting here doing this. So, yeah, it's all 3 of those teams come out at 12-4. So, they need a Denver loss and a win to clinch first-round bye. And, you know, Denver's going up against the Chargers. that doesn't look so good for Cincinnati. But I think they'll take care of business tomorrow against the Ravens, and that'll be that. All right. Let's see here. Next game, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Another NFC North game, another one that's not all that interesting. Perhaps could have been had Johnny Manziel been playing, been starting, seeing as he had a very nice performance earlier in the season against them before going out and celebrating and then promptly getting benched. Steelers struggled last week against Baltimore, a very, very surprising loss, a very disappointing loss. And, you know, if you're a Steelers fan, you've got to be hating that because your playoff hopes are pretty much out of your hands at this point. Obviously, you have to win, but you need other teams to lose. And that's never a good feeling when you have to rely on other teams when you could have just won last week and got it done. But, nope, didn't happen. For Cleveland, you rolling out Austin Davis, a quarterback. It's a solid matchup because that Pittsburgh defense isn't any good at all. Unfortunately, it's Austin Davis. Brown's going to be missing some pieces on offense and defense, and I don't see how Cleveland pulls this off unless Pittsburgh completely collapses in this situation, completely demoralized for last week's game. I don't see it. So you've got to figure that Pittsburgh wins, and probably you would have to expect not even close. I would expect not even close, but I would expect a lot of things. So who knows as far as that goes. All right, next game. NFC East matchup, Washington Redskins and Dallas Cowboys. Washington has already got the division locked up, facing the Dallas Cowboys. Washington is going to be resting starters. I mean, really, who expected the Washington Redskins here at week 17, to be in a position to rest starters because they've already locked up division? I mean, that is...
You like that?
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. So, with that said, though, however, Dallas is winning this game. I know Kellen Moore is still quarterbacking the Dallas Cowboys, but Washington is going to be resting guys like Kirk Cousins, Jordan Reed, DeSean Jackson, etc., giving guys like them some rest. And I've got to figure, I would expect that Dallas will be able to get things done against a team that's resting. Darren McFadden is solid, had a solid week last week, and I would expect that to continue this week against the Redskins. Obviously, Kellen Moore, a quarterback, is an issue. No Dez Bryant either, due to him being put on IR. But you've got to I have faith in Mr. Moore and in Terrence Williams to get it done. And Darren McFadden to get it done and get a win against against the division champs, which again is incredibly weird and very disappointing. But again, it's just one of those weird seasons. Probably the weirdest season I can recall in forever. So there's that. All right. Next game. My game, Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Houston Texans. This is a incredibly weird game for me. I think we can win. I think we should win. Blake Bortles has a shot at leading the league in touchdown passes, which is absolutely crazy to me. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Kind of disappointed in the fact that if it happens that we're sitting at possibly 6-10 on the season. That just goes to show how bad our defense has been and kind of has indicated how mistake-prone Bortles has been, because Bortles kind of gets rid of some of those late, you know, end of half, end of games picks that were backbreakers. Perhaps we were able to flip a couple of those losses into wins, and perhaps we're fighting now for the Texans for the division. Instead, we're not. I think, like I said, I do think we win this game tomorrow. I thought that maybe we've won, you know, we've had shots against the past couple teams we've played and haven't got it done. But I do think we win tomorrow. Jadeveon Clowney is going to play. Obviously, J.J. Watt is still a factor. But I think we win. I think we win. Unfortunately for us, with a Houston loss, that keeps Indianapolis' playoff chances alive, which, you know, for all this, for Indianapolis to make the playoffs, you know, they're going to be rolling out, I think, Mettenberger again, a quarterback. And I just, you know, you can't roll in to the playoffs like that. I just, I mean, it would fit. I mean, for the way this season's gone, it would absolutely fit. But no, please, just don't let it happen. I know the scenarios in which Indianapolis makes it are slim. I know one of those criteria involves Miami beating the Patriots, which, you know, stranger things have absolutely happened, and it's possible. But like I said, there's part of me that hopes that maybe Houston wins tomorrow just to put the final nail in the Colts playoff chances. But I'd really like to get a win. 6-10 is about, I think, how I put us at the beginning of the season. Obviously, circumstances are a little bit different from the beginning of the season. A bunch of injuries, teams not playing up to their potential, et cetera. But yeah, you know, 6-10 can't be too upset about it. Gus Bradley gets another year, and if things don't get better next season, or if things aren't improved again, then you got to figure Bradley will be showing the door. But that's next season. This is this season. And hopefully we'll get a win tomorrow. Going to the Indianapolis Colts. Again, another game of backups. Tennessee Titans, Mariota out. And Mettenberger banged up. You've got a coin flip of Josh Freeman or Ryan Lindley being rolled out there, going up against Charlie Whitehurst. I feel like I said Mettenberger earlier, and that would have been incorrect. But Charlie Whitehurst, yeah, that's just an ugly game. Andy needs it. Got to have it again for their playoff chances to stay alive, remain alive. But I don't know why I'm going to take Titans. The 3-12 Titans. I don't know why I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I don't have any faith in Ryan Lindley or really Josh Freeman. It'd be funny if Freeman got the start and was able to crush the Colts, just because it'd be funny. And who doesn't enjoy a good laugh? Because it would be absolutely hilarious. But I'm going to take the Titans, and they're going to end the Indianapolis Colts playoff chances. They're going to do it. I have faith. It feels incredibly weird rooting for the Titans, but I'm going to do it. It has to be done. All right. Next game. All right. New England takes on the Miami Dolphins. New England still in the hunt for a first-round bye, which really, I guess still they pretty much got it got it clinched, unless because even with them losing and Denver and Cincy winning, then they're still in there. So I guess it's all that's left is a clinching of the number one overall seed, which really, I mean, there's that. That doesn't really mean anything. Doesn't mean anything to me. The way the AFC is you know, weighed out this year, a potential New England New York rematch again in divisional round of the playoffs. Should New England get the number one overall seed and the Jets get sixth, would be fascinating. Now, even if there's some other combination there that gets the Jets against the Pats soon before the championship game, would be absolutely fascinating. I'm sure that'd be greatly entertaining. New England really has no business losing to the Dolphins. They also didn't really have any business losing to the – well, I can't say that because the Jets are actually a good team. As much as I don't necessarily think that the Jets are a good team or don't feel they're a great team, the Jets are still pretty good. Dolphins are not good. Tannehill has regressed from what we saw earlier in the season when he was actually good. Lamar Miller is solid, but, it's one of those things. Miami really, again, has no business winning this game, but the way the season's gone. Who knows? Who knows? I have no idea. I certainly wouldn't put money on the Patriots winning or losing, for that matter. Wouldn't touch this game because I just have no idea what's going to happen. So there's that. Not a clue. But one would expect the Patriots to win and to win handily. All right, next game. Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, again, who have gotten rid of Chip Kelly. The Giants, who will likely be the last game of Tom Coughlin's New York Giants career. Giants also get Odell Beckham Jr. back this week. And I've got to figure that getting Beckham back is the difference in this game. Obviously, maybe a little rusty something after the week suspension last week. But the way that Philly defense is, I would expect Eli and company to be able to light up that Philly defense. Obviously, Eli hasn't been very good at all lately these past few weeks. But I have faith that he's going to get it done. And then, both of those teams going off season, looking for head coaches, and the NFC East, is a very interesting landscape next season. But again, that's next season. We still got a few more weeks left in this season. All right, so yeah, I'm going to take the Giants on that one. Next game, Seattle Seahawks take on the Arizona Cardinals. Seattle, struggled last week against the Rams, which it seems like no matter how bad the Rams are, they are always going to give the teams above them in the division, particularly the good teams in the division that are above them, a hard time. And we saw that yet again last week with the Rams against the Seahawks. Dropping a game. Still, though, Seattle's right there, pretty much has the final wild card spot locked up. Losing this week doesn't do anything. And really, it's not really a huge game for either team. You would the only thing that this matters for, perhaps, is for Arizona. They've got a shot, I believe, an outside shot at it's a number one overall seed in the AFC. And actually, let's see here. I'm going to do this. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, so Panthers lost. Cards win because Arizona the number one overall seed. Either way, they're both locked into first round byes. Doesn't necessarily matter. It's weird. But I'm going to take, Arizona in this game. Arizona seems like a pretty hot team at this point. No idea if the Cards are going to rest anybody. Probably not, I would assume. Again, you're trying for that number one overall seed. Just because, I suppose, just to, essentially face Seattle again. Maybe. Depending on who really gets through. Although I guess Seattle would pretty much be lined up against Green Bay, which is a very entertaining game for the opening week of the third of that. Give me the Cards, and that's that. All right. Let's see here. Next game. Got here a few games left. Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Carolina Panthers. Carolina suffering their last first loss of the season last week against the Atlanta Falcons. And you know what? If the Falcons are able to beat the Panthers, why can't the Bucs? Well, I don't think their defense is good enough for one. That is to stop Cam from putting up a bunch of points. Cam and that offense. It's reached a point, though, that, you know, the undefeated season for Carolina is over with. You've got to wonder how much Carolina is going to be looking ahead to the playoffs with the idea of getting guys healthy. They're obviously going to lock up the bye this week. So they've pretty much already locked up the bye. But, you know, they're going to be getting a bye. And you kind of got to wonder if they're going to be resting players or what exactly they're going to be doing, or if everybody's going to get their usual snap allotment. If they decide to rest, then I actually think Tampa Bay might have a shot. Jameis and that offense are due for a nice game. Not that they've been terrible lately, but something that we haven't seen seemingly in a couple weeks, that it'd be nice for Jameis to blow up. And again, Carolina rest players. I think you got a shot of that, but if not, Carolina should handily win this. Should. Again, you know, they should have handily won last week too, and it didn't happen. So we will see how that goes. All right. Next game. San Diego Chargers take on the Denver Broncos. Potentially the last game as the San Diego Chargers. That's fascinating. Certainly going to be one of the more interesting offseason stories that we're going to get. But for this game, needs this win. The Chiefs have locked up a playoff spot while the Broncos haven't, which is hilarious. At least I think that's accurate. Might not be. It was a couple weeks ago. My information might be outdated. But there's that. They need this win. Hasn't been great. They haven't been great these past couple weeks. Struggled with the with the Bengals last week. Barely squeaking out a win there. The Chargers are a mess. They're not any good. There's not much of a running game there at all to take the pressure off Phillip Rivers. It seems like I should be able to say that Phillip Rivers and company shouldn't be able to have a good game against that Denver defense, but the Denver defense hasn't been nearly as good at what it once was early in the season, so that might not even be a thing anymore in terms of being afraid of that defense. So that is that's certainly something to keep an eye on. I've got to take Denver in this just because I can't take San Diego. I'd like to, but I can't. They've done really nothing but let me down for most of the season. It seems like so. San Diego did nothing but lose to Oakland last week, game which I thought they should have won. but they didn't, and they let me down. So because of that, I cannot take them to win this week because I'm spiteful and that's how things work. So give me the Denver Broncos in this game. Next game, Oakland Raiders take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs, I guess, no matter what, are locked to a wild card spot, potentially a division victory with the Denver loss, but I don't think that's going to happen. Obviously, Kansas City will be out there playing hard. Oakland potentially be looking at 8-8. That's a huge goal for them. Seems like they've been terrible for really forever. I mean, I know they haven't been. They've had some solid seasons in there, but 8-8 is a very, very respectable record for them. 7-9 isn't terrible either, but you got to figure that 8-8, 500 on the season is what they're aiming for. And I actually expect this to be one of the better games we see tomorrow. And, yeah, I do think Kansas City wins. I actually think Kansas City is a really solid team. Any team that is able to rattle off potentially 10 wins in a row, especially starting out 1-5. Granted, they have faced a somewhat easy schedule, but, you know, having the same thing or same scenario a couple seasons ago. They rode an empty, easy schedule and still made it to the playoffs. Promptly got bounced against the Ravens, I believe it was. But yeah, you know, with the way this weak AFC is in general this season, I think they've definitely got a shot to make some noise. Give me the Chiefs in this game. All right, next game, St. Louis takes on San Francisco. St. Louis is without Todd Gurley. Obviously, that defensive front and defense in general for St. Louis is likely going to give San Francisco problems. Blaine Gabbert has been sacked approximately a billion times over these past 5 weeks. And, yeah, not looking good for him. However, I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers because Blaine Gabbert is due for a win. Had some things not go his way. You have picks that are bounced off a receiver's hands and things that should be caught turning into stuff like that. Things happen, but I'm going to take Mr. Gabbert and the 49ers to get redemption against the Rams. And finally, the Minnesota Vikings take on the Green Bay Packers. This for the wild card spot and the division champs. I've got to take the Green Bay Packers, even though I don't think the Packers are any good. I also don't think the Vikings are any good. And as a result, I have to default to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers has got to get his act together. That whole offense has got to get their act together, or they're going to make a very, very quick exit in the playoffs. And with that, that is the show. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And until next week, the playoffs are here, and fun and games are had for everyone. So until the next time, peace.